Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, making sure everything sounds A-OK on this Tuesday, November 25th, 2014, as we get ready to have a beautiful Thanksgiving day here in Southern Arizona. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We're live streaming at buckmastershow.com. That's my website. And we're also live streaming on kvoi.com. Podcasts and our complete show archive available for you anytime, anywhere really in the world. Again, at buckmastershow.com. And want to do a big shout out to our media sponsors and partners, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun. And our newest media partner is Tucson Lifestyle Magazine, TucsonLifestyle.com. During the noon hour, we'll get things going with some information on how you can help those less fortunate put some food on their tables this Thanksgiving and holiday season. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. 30 past the hour, Dr. Robert Hendricks. Bob is the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. Then at about 12:45, we'll speak with the new state lawmaker from District 9, Republican Chris Ackerley will be joining us. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 and our Facebook page is easy to find. If you know my name, you can get there, Bill Buckmaster. Well, Thanksgiving is, of course, about family, giving thanks for our many blessings, and food. Unfortunately, for many of our neighbors, enough food continues to be a problem in this community. Jack Paris is with me in studio. Jack is the public relations manager for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Lou Medrin is here. Lou is special events coordinator for the Community Food Bank. Lou and Jack, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us, Bill. Thank you very much.
Jack, how serious is the food? And it really is a crisis, a food shortage, enough people really not having enough food in this community.
Well, that's exactly right, Bill. You know, 19% of Arizonans live below the federal poverty guideline, and it's even worse with children. It's 1 in 4 children in Arizona are at risk for hunger. So there's a lot of poverty out there right in our own backyard. I always say, you know, everybody talks about world hunger, and there is world hunger, but we have it right in our own backyard.
A small donation, whether it be food or a monetary donation, can make a difference.
Absolutely. A lot of people like to give us food, and that's fine. Lou goes out and picks it up and does all that. But, you know, for every $1 we receive, we can distribute 4 meals. So we can make a meal stretch or a dollar stretch a long way. And that's because we belong to a national buying organization called Feeding America. And they buy food by the train loads and pass the savings along to us.
Are there any particular items that would be in need this time of year?
Well, you know, we always need cereal, canned meat, canned vegetables, pasta, rice, beans. But the number one thing we always need is peanut butter.
I knew you were going to say that. I mean, it doesn't go bad.
No.
It's got a long shelf life.
And it's nutritious.
It's nutritious, yeah. I love it myself, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And, you know, peanut butter has become so expensive, it's difficult for us to buy enough of it to get it around. Yes.
Okay.
So peanut butter and all those other good things I told you about.
Jack Paris with us from the Community Food Bank and Lou Medrin. Lou, what kind of special events for the holidays do you have planned?
We have a couple big ones coming right up. On December 3rd, we have the Wells Fargo Stuff the Stagecoach that we do up on North Oracle in Orange Grove. Wells Fargo pulls their antique stagecoach out there and gets parked by the side of the road, so it attracts a lot of attention, and we have the folks come by and donate food, non-perishable food items, and we take cash donations. And then the same day we have Sons of Orpheus concert at the Berger Performing Arts Center at the Arizona School of Deaf and the Blind, and that's always a popular show. It's a Christmas music. And then of course the big one is Winter Haven, the Festival of Lights, the two-week show out there. Starts December 13th and runs through the 27th. It's exactly 2 weeks, Saturday, 2 weeks.
And Lou, do you have a very prominent location at Winter Haven that people will be able to donate food?
We actually cover three locations. We do the main entrance at Fort Lowell, then we do the one on Country Club and also Prince Road. Mm-hmm. So we cover all three locations. I know there's one on Tucson Boulevard. That one gets really little traffic. But we do have folks, staff and volunteers, every single night out there taking food donations and cash donations.
And Jack, it's important. People, of course, think about those less fortunate during the holiday. And it's unfortunate in a way that they don't think about those less fortunate every day of the year in our community. But what is gathered and the amount of money that comes in during the holiday really is not just about the holidays.
That's exactly right, Bill. You hit it right on the head. You know, people kind of forget about feeding the hungry the rest of the year. So actually what happens is about over 75% of our donations come in this quarter, October, November, December. So we're not only collecting food for the holidays, we're trying to stock up to keep our shelves full in the first of the year, the first quarter of the year. And so it's very important that people may think we have a lot of food, and we do, but we always need more to get through that that period of the first part of the year.
Most of this food has pretty good shelf life, Jack Paris?
It's all of the food that we put in the food boxes is non-perishable food, so yes, it's either in cans or packages, some way like that. Now, we also give out bonus items. That's donated food that we get from various places, and those bonus items are not non-perishable. They're usually bread or produce or something like that. We always try to encourage people to eat healthy, so we always try to get our get whatever vegetables we have donated to us into those food packages.
And Lou, how about when you go out and pick up the food? Do you work at all with any grocery stores in town?
Well, if it weren't for the grocery stores, I think we'd really struggle because they really step up to the plate. We have donations probably three times a week at most of the grocery stores that they rotate their food through the, you know, once it gets
past
the freshness date.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. And you know, we all see the expiration date and folks are kind of picky about that.
Sure.
But a lot of times that food's still good.
It's usually good for 3 to 6 months after that.
Wow.
So, you know, when the grocery stores rotate that food out, you know, we go in there and we pick up pallets of food and it's usually 2 or 3 times a week from all the grocery stores. So that really helps a lot too because they just have to move it along and it comes directly to us.
Is there any special activity for Thanksgiving, Jack, or are you working with other agencies in that area?
Well, you know, we have about 160 partner agencies that we work through who help us distribute food packages and things like that. Some of those agencies are doing some things like turkeys and for Thanksgiving. We're not. They just became so expensive that we concentrate all of our efforts on Christmas. So we'll have emergency food boxes for Thanksgiving, but then in Christmas time we'll put some little extra items in there like stuffing and yams and cranberry sauce and things like that. And then at Christmas time we're also giving away a $5 gift card that the people can use.
Jack Paris is here and Lou Medrin from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, and it's important to say it is not just the Community Food Bank of Tucson, Arizona, and like this radio station and our signal, going really all the way almost to Lordsburg, New Mexico, covering all of Cochise, Santa Cruz County, Pima County. It pretty much mirrors the footprint, Jack, of what you guys are trying to do.
That's exactly right, Bill. We actually serve 5 counties in Southern Arizona: Graham, Greenlee, Cochise, Santa Cruz, and of course Pima County.
And we get into all of them with this radio station.
And you know, there are some of those little towns down there don't have any food banks, food pantries, senior centers. So we actually load up trucks and take them down there during the week and distribute food in some of those little towns.
Are there drop-off places for those folks as well?
Yes, and they know where they are.
Uh-huh. So
sometimes we actually are distributing food right out of the back of our trucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before we go, Jack Paris, I want to mention the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. This is something that folks can really take advantage of up until New Year's Eve.
That's exactly right. You know, if you can deduct your tax credit, your donation you make to the community food bank, and there are a lot of nonprofits that mm-hmm. do this, but right now, this year, you can give up to $200 if you file as a single person or $400 if you file jointly. So the only criteria is where you do that and you have to get it done by December 31st.
Well, that's good. Yep. So that's a good way to get money directly to you guys.
And for you to keep.
For people to keep in their pocket. Okay, Lou, before we go, your events again in the immediate near future.
December 3rd is the Wells Fargo Stuff the Stagecoach. Then we have the Sons of Orpheus concert the same night. And then Winter Haven starts on the 13th.
And Jack, what is the best way for folks to find out more? Probably go to your particular website.
Communityfoodbank.org.
Okay.
Or 622-0525 is our phone number.
And again, folks, if you're looking for a great place to donate, definitely think of the Community Food Bank. And Ed, did we have a call about, see if we can work in one here. Gentlemen, just slip these headsets on and see if we can get a quick call in. Go ahead. Hitch, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
I'm glad you're here because I have a question. I was there one time probably doing something generous, I don't know, and they have a grocery store there that has the neatest things, like pickled something you've never seen before and
wow.
items
yep.
like that. And I just load it up, and I'm wondering, am I taking food out of the mouths of hungry people, or is that just leftover stuff that you sell for a profit there?
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, the market went away about 3 years ago. It was a neat little market, and what the problem was is, the dollar stores and things like that came along, and we just couldn't compete with that. So, unfortunately, we had to discontinue the little market that we had in there.
All right. It was a good deal, but you couldn't afford to keep it going, and so that's the bottom line on that. Jack and Lou, thank you very much. I hope you both have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank
Same
you, Bill.
To you.
All right. Thank you very much. 12:16 on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Shelley Fishman, our certified financial planner, is up next on the Buckmaster Show.
Do you have uninvited, annoying house guests even before the holidays? Five Star Termite and Pest Control has several options to deal with that inconvenience. Our General Pest Control Division has a cornucopia of service options available to remove these embarrassing invaders from your home. And remember, we are talking about annoying house guests with six or more legs, not your obnoxious drunk uncle. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
Your kids are grown. The days of ballet recitals and soccer games are over. You're looking forward to the next season of life. It's your time. This is David Clark at Plutus Motor Group, and we have what you're looking for. Late model, low mileage vehicles from Mercedes, Audi, Porsche, BMW, and exotics like Maserati and other fine imports. Visit our indoor showroom and enjoy the Plutus experience at Dodge and Aho, adjacent to Copenhagen, or online at PlutusMotorGroup.com. Plutus Motor Group. It's your time. 529-1000.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter, too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here is the gentleman that we recommend here on the Buckmaster Show for all of our financial information needs, and that is Shelley Fishman. Shelley, are you having a good week?
We are having a very good week. We're having a very good year. It's kind of resistant to all of the headwinds that pop up around the world. The U.S. economy is just doing great.
Shelley, life is full of risk, and I think that translates to just about every facet of life, doesn't it? And
certainly, it really does.
It translates to what you do in your business, because, there's risk is certainly a big part of everything you
well,
do.
Well, sure, Bill, and that's a great kind of point to bring up. Risk occurs really kind of in two areas. One area is the perception of risk. And the other area is the actual creation and mitigation of risk. So from the perspective of a financial advisor, in order to expect that a client will accept a level of risk in their investments, and I assure you there's risk in everything, including putting cash under the mattress. So if you exist in this economy and therefore you are dealing with cash or cash equivalents or other kinds of investments, then your perception of risk becomes critical to your willingness to invest that money in ways that are going to be profitable for you both in the short and the long term. Now, you say, well, what risk is there in keeping cash? Well, one risk in keeping cash is that inflation will make the cash that you keep less valuable over time. Mm-hmm. And that's called inflation risk. But if you don't believe that that's a real risk, then your perception becomes reality. Okay? And so you might think that holding on to cash is simply less risky than doing some other things. So you then have to think as an advisor, well, how do I have a conversation with my client that really pins down the concept of risk for that client and builds a set of expectations that takes risk, their concept of risk, their perception of risk, into consideration so that when risk happens, when bad things happen, and Bill, you know, over long-term, you know, investing, not even so long-term, sometimes even short-term investing, bad things will happen, that the client understands that that was built into the kind of porridge, and you've had a discussion about those kinds of risks. And so, you know, one risk we just talked about was inflation risk or interest rate risk, that I'm going to invest in a CD, for instance, that might get a point in the market today. And when it matures, it turns out that I can't reinvest that at least as well as I did with the existing investment. That's called interest rate risk. Now, has anything bad happened to make that happen? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe, you know, interest rates kind of fluctuated a little bit. But it's important that a client understand and accept that risk when they're investing in something even as safe as a CD, which is, after all, guaranteed by the government. There are other kinds of risk. There's the risk that investments will become volatile. And we've seen a lot of volatility. There's the risk that you might need the money during periods of market downturns. So there's a lot of risk in the activity of making decisions around investments. And it's important to not only understand what those risks will do to your investments, because that's really the result of the risk, but also what has caused the risk and how you perceive those risks in terms of your own perception and your own feelings about them. And it is therefore, I think, in having conversations with clients, really vital that you don't just assume that your client will perceive risks the same way you do, and that you say, hey, this is risky, and, you know, yeah, there's some fear and there's some greed.
Everyone has a different risk tolerance level,
exactly.
Correct?
I mean, I've had clients say, well, I understand the market moves up and down, and, yeah, and I'm willing to accept that risk. What I'm not willing to accept is the risk that a company may default on some debt.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, are those similar kinds of risks? Mm-hmm. Well, yes, but in some cases, and we've had callers on this show who have said, the market's rigged. You know, mm-hmm, don't put your money in the market because it's all rigged by Wall Street, mm-hmm, and that risk, mm-hmm, is more than I'm willing to accept. Mm-hmm. Well, then when we have that discussion about where or how we're going to meet that client's or potential client's requirements for an investment portfolio, that becomes, in my mind, not the most significant risk, but in the client's mind, it is a very significant risk, and therefore has to be kind of rated at the very top of how you build a portfolio for that client. You and I might not believe that the risk that the whole system is rigged is very, very high. But if the client does,
if they believe it, then
that's what needs to go into the design of a portfolio for that client.
And I think where we're going with this is the bottom line is that every client that you deal with, Shelley Fishman, has a different risk adversity level.
Absolutely.
And they have different needs, and it's all that's why you need to talk to people one-on-one. Right.
Right. And keep in mind that the way you evaluate those risks and build them into the portfolio is going to have an effect on the expectations that you might have for the returns on that portfolio. And I can guarantee you, even though you have a really good, clear understanding with that client about, you know, what a portfolio with this level of risk is going to result in, when their next-door neighbor or brother-in-law does better than they do because their portfolio has different levels of risk, they're going to knock on your door or phone you up and
what
say,
do you do?
How come I only made 15% and my brother-in-law made 30? And you know, it's a reasonable question to ask, and then you have to have the conversation all over again.
Where can people ask you questions?
940-0884, or even better, thebuckmastershow.com. Email me and I get right back to you.
All right. Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. Have a great week, Shelley.
You too, Bill.
Voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Old Pueblo Community Services, Pima Council on Aging, and GAP Ministries. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, wishing all of the Buckmaster Show listeners a very happy Thanksgiving and urging folks, maybe come over on Black Friday. Do a little Christmas shopping in historic Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson, and you will certainly find some very unique gifts in all the galleries and antique stores and some wonderful restaurants in historic Silver City. Check it all out at southwestnewmexico.org. They have the full listing of great places to stay like Gila Hot Springs Ranch and Little Toad Creek Inn and all the many things to do at southwestnewmexico.org. Once a month, we bring in Dr. Robert Hendricks, the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. Dr. Hendricks, Associate Professor Emeritus at the UA College of Education. He also is the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District. He was named Arizona's top school superintendent in 1989. He actually has a school named for him in that school district. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing very well, and I have to talk to you a little bit about our new superintendent of public instruction. She will be sworn in January. Diane Douglas kind of led a sort of a below-the-radar screen campaign. Didn't do a lot of media interviews. She did our morning show, Wake Up Tucson. She did this show and maybe a few others, but she pretty much kept a very low profile.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what she does with the position because the state superintendent of public instruction has very, very limited authority. In fact, organizationally, it's very interesting because there's only 14 states that actually have the opportunity for the electorate to select a state superintendent.
I had no idea.
In all the other states, it's a gubernatorial appointment.
Huh.
And so what Ms. Douglas finds herself in is an elected official who serves on a state board of education. She's one of 11 members. She's the singular elected appointment on that board. Everyone else is appointed by the governor. And so you've got 11 members. They're the policymakers. They make decisions in conjunction with the legislature as to direction of education in the state of Arizona. And she essentially is one vote, one member of that board. And so for her to really advocate for anything, and I know in her her campaign, she made it very clear that she's against the Common Core standards. Well, that train has already left the station, and the state board, in total unison, elected to move forward with that, and so that's already happening. And so, while I think Ms. Douglas can probably weigh in on that matter, more from the standpoint of a bully pulpit rather than saying this is what I'm going to do individually. Collectively, it's moving in a direction already.
So she could be almost like a lone voice on that State Board of Education when it comes to Common Core.
She could be on that issue. Because the governor selects appointees for a four-year term. These are staggered terms. So, you know, there's a long time out composition of that board, including a university president, a charter school representative, community college president. I mean, the composition of the board has a makeup of great diversity in education.
What did you think of her arguments about Common Core when you heard her try to articulate that this is something that Arizona should not, the direction Arizona should not be going in?
Well, her primary argument, as I understand it, is that it's the rights of states to determine what the standards should be. And that's a very conservative argument. I've heard it over and over again. And quite frankly, to me, to suggest that standards ought to be different from state to state really flies in the face of, you know, the wisdom of a standardized or heaven help us, a nationalized curriculum. But the reality is that if you compare it state by state, why should it look any different? And in the mobile society that we live in, to suggest that students would be educated in one state and have to go to another state, be held to a different set of standards, just doesn't carry any logic or make any sense to me.
And what would Ms. Douglas replace Common Core with? I mean, what would you?
Well, I would speculate that she would say the state needs to develop its own set of standards. And if you remember, we had that with Ames,
right?
And it really would be a disservice to our students, especially since SAT, ACT. All of the nationally metric tests are now being tied to Common Core standards. It really would be it would disadvantage our students.
Is it your understanding that all of the states have some kind of a standard, whether it be Common Core or called something else like that?
Yes, there are. I think the roll call right now suggests that there are between 8 to 11 states that have not adopted the Common Core standards, but they have other standards. You've got to have a set of standards. But most of the states have joined in. As you know, we don't call it Common Core score in this state, but
we changed the name of Common Core, but
right,
it's still essentially
exactly
what Common Core
right
is.
Yes.
Yeah. And just so we clarify, how do you understand Common Core? Is it math and?
Right now, it's primarily math and language arts / English / reading. We haven't taken on science. We haven't taken on social studies. And I think the real floor fight is going to be when we get to social studies, because we have the constructivists who really want a certain view of history.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get to that, and even in science, when we get into certain theories of science, what is measured, what should be tested, what should be agreed to as the common core, what is the knowledge, the commonly accepted knowledge that everyone will buy into? It's not going to happen.
But teachers, young teachers, and you work with young teachers at the university, they are complaining, from what I understand, about having to teach to these standardized tests.
They are, and as they also complained about teaching to the Ames curriculum, I think the reality of accountability and testing assessment is here to stay. What I would suggest, however, is that maybe we back off a little bit on the assessment piece and or at least look at various ways to assess students so that it's not simply one metric, one test.
All right. Dr. Robert Hendricks with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to wrap it up with you, Dr. Hendricks. And coming up next, we'll speak with a new state lawmaker who actually is a teacher, Chris Ackerley,
yes,
who is going to be representing Legislative District 2, one of the two representatives. Chris, a Republican, he will be on our live line, and we'll talk a little bit with him about what he thinks of Common Core. Dr. Hendricks, good to see you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Bill.
And if you're looking for an auto mechanic, and who isn't? Everyone seems to be always looking for an auto mechanic these days. Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works, check them out. I've checked out the operation. Strongly recommend this locally owned business for everything automotive. Check it out at perfectionautoworks.com, Midtown, one block south of Speedway, 1046 North Beverly. Be right back.
Long ago and from a distant land, a beautiful ship named the Mayflower sailed towards the New World. But many folks don't know it almost didn't make it. At about mid-ocean, the main spar cracked. But then came a voice from below decks.
I can fix that, Governor.
Aye, and who might you be?
Eustace Emery, Governor. Fixer of fine mechanical instruments. Horologist, actually.
Horologist, eh? Strange no one's invented the chronometer yet. Oh well, if you can fix the mast, do it.
And so the voyage was saved.
Land ho!
Big rock. Looks like a Plymouth. I wonder why it won't start.
And so the legend goes that almost 400 years ago, the ancestors of Mike Emery came over on the Mayflower and began fixing things. If you're looking for a mechanic about whom you can give Thanksgiving, call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Perfection Auto Works.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven
woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 10 minutes towards 1 o'clock. Want to remind you, the Rug Gallery Tucson has extraordinary savings now through the end of the month. So be sure, if you're in the market for some really fine textiles, check out their anniversary sale at Campbell and River. Let's welcome now Republican Chris Ackerley, who pulled off an upset in heavily Democratic Legislative District number 2 in the recent election. Chris joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Chris, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations, Chris Ackerley, a 42-year-old high school physics teacher at Amphitheater High School here in Tucson. We were just speaking with Dr. Robert Hendricks about Common Core. Have you taken a position on the Common Core? And you may be the only teacher in the legislature, is that correct?
Well, I'm not the only teacher in the legislature. There are other people who have taught, and there are some that still, I think, do part-time. But one of the things that makes my situation unique is, for the past 15 years, I have been an actual full-time teacher in Arizona public schools. And so, yes, I have lived through the transition into Common Core. And in fact, I started my career right when the No Child Left Behind came along, and so I have lived through that that transition. So it gives me perspective as we start discussing standards and accountability.
What do you think of Diane Douglas's push against Common Core?
The argument over Common Core is difficult to deal with publicly, because there are actually four parts. Actually, maybe even five parts of the discussion. And what we've done is we've sort of publicly said, okay, Common Core is all five parts. And the standards themselves are really what the proponents of Common Core are saying. The standards themselves, I think as far as the English language arts, from the English teachers that I talk to and I work with, they say it's actually an improvement over AIMS. As a former math teacher and, you know, talking to math teachers that I know, the math is kind of a wash. But those are the standards themselves. And the proponents of Common Core would like to say, okay, that's what Common Core is, and we need to focus on that. The problem is because the process by which Common Core got put onto school districts, and then the controversy over the assessment and then the use of the assessment data is all kind of tied together. Those other pieces need some serious attention, because some of those we have seriously gotten wrong. So in all, we do have to have a much broader conversation about how we assess and what our accountability measures are in schools. So to that extent, yes, we need to take a step back from Common Core.
We're speaking with Chris Ackerley, state representative elect, in District 2. Chris, how were you able to pull off that upset in such a really heavy Democratic area?
Well, it is a heavily Democratic area. The district itself, a total district, is almost 2-to-1 registration advantage for Democrats. And if you look at just Santa Cruz County, which is entirely within the district, it's actually a 3-to-1 registration advantage. One of the things that was not is it wasn't money and it wasn't necessarily turnout. Santa Cruz County was only down 3% over the last midterm in 2010. And the areas in Green Valley and Sarita, which are in the district, were still up in the 80s, 80% turnout for the election, as they usually are. So, and as far as money goes, we were all clean elections candidates, so it wasn't a matter of, you know, the influence of outside groups in the money. It just came down to a lot of work. And we went out, we talked to a lot of people, and one of the keys to it was realizing that Santa Cruz County is in the district, and Santa Cruz County makes a pivotal role in the district now, is spending time in Santa Cruz County talking to them about their concerns specifically.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Our friend Jim, a good friend of the show, Jim Kelly, would like to weigh in on Common Core. Go ahead, Jim.
Chris, it's great to talk to you as our elected representative to the State House in Tucson. With regards to the federal funds that are dangled as a carrot for the implementation of the college and career-ready standards, what do you think is the best use of that in terms of paying for the assessments, for example, and paying for the database?
Chris?
Well, that has to be part of our consideration about what we do with Common Core. The Common Core sort of creeps in, and this is part of some of the problems that people have with it, was not the standards themselves, but the way that they got implemented, because the federal government did two things. One, they said if you sign on to Common Core, you get points towards your Race to the Top grant application. So there was potential for grant money. The other thing that it ties into is right now we have federal legislation in place, No Child Left Behind, which is the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, that is way overdue for reauthorization, that has unmeetable standards in them itself. And so all of the states have to get waivers from the federal government to be exempt from the almost draconian clauses of this federal legislation. And one of the things that the federal government has done is said, well, in order to get the waiver, you have to have college and career-ready standards in place, i.e. Common Core. And so we do have to have a conversation about how do we back away from this crazy assessment scheme that we've set up, but not jeopardize the federal funds, because there's no question right now we're not in a position where we can forego those federal funds like a lot of people would like to see. But it's going to take, in order to straighten the mess out, it's going to have to be more than just the state. We are going to have action in the next couple of years at the federal level to address the issues with the reauthorization of No Child Left Behind. There's no question about that.
The big issue will be the budget. Chris Ackerley, you and your colleagues will have to deal with it, dealing with public school money that is owed the schools. How will you approach that, Chris?
This is the issue, and it is looming large over, you know, anything we try to look to do over the next coming two cycles is the fact that, you know, I believe the estimates that we're, depending upon who you're looking at, we're $500 million to $1 billion behind without counting in the fact that the court has ordered another $320 million to go into education annually. That money that the court has ordered to go back into the education budget, I mean, that is desperately needed. We have an education system that has been critically underfunded for the last couple of cycles. And I think that also applies to some other crucial state agencies. The challenge is going to be, and quite honestly at this point I can't tell you what I think the outcome of that challenge is going to be. The challenge is going to be is to protect the critical functions of the state, whether they're public safety or education, and not decimate everything else.
We had a caller, and I want to quickly see if we can answer his question. Why did some states cancel Common Core? Was it a states' rights issue, in your opinion, Chris?
To some extent, yes. And one of the things is that, again, there are so many strings that have been attached to it that some states have made the decision, we're just going to stay clear of the entire mess. Now, the thing is you have to be careful when you're looking at states. There are other states that have other revenue streams that are not available to Arizona, you know, royalties on oil or right. natural gas or, you know, gaming revenues or something like that, yep. To where they can say, you know what, feds, we're not taking your money anymore, and forego that. I don't think Arizona, though, is in a position where we can do that at this point.
Okay. Chris Ackerley, congratulations. We'll talk to you as the session begins. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Chris.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Chris Ackerley, State Representative-elect, District Number 2. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. We are going to have some great shows for you. Best of shows as the Buckmaster Show. Me, Bill Buckmaster, takes a little vacation break for Thanksgiving starting this afternoon. But Ed Alexander will be back with you bright and early with Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8 in the morning, and then the Daily Double, Christy Simone, from 8 to 9. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.